The Night Kitchen was born from a sketch created a few years ago as part of a local fundraiser for Meals on Wheels. This production has grown to a full-blown musical, and all of the net proceeds will go to fund Preble Street, which operates services for the homeless in Portland. Burstein says he consulted with some of the state's top chefs in crafting the show and believes that foodies and kitchen staffers will get a special kick out of the fare.
A menu is a contract. The terms clear and precise. You've tendered me an offer and specified a price. The moment you accepted my dinner reservation, we established a relationship with legal obligations.
There are so many corny jokes. I gotta tell you, we have a whole wine and cheese bit that comes out. We do a whole vaudeville bit and a wine and cheese come out and they tell, I'm not even going to give it away. There's huge potential in this. I mean, there's so much material.
Excuse me, Don Fusilli, but these tidings which you bear of threats against our families, I was not aware. Now you know that I respect you and I'll always do my share, but I see no danger for spaghetti or for angel hair.
Listen, al dente. The reason you don't see
is putting on a show in a restaurant is very close to putting on a show in the theater. And putting on a show in the theater is very much like being alive. It's life. You know, it passes quickly. It's you get up, you do your best, you pass on, it closes just like restaurants close and human beings' lives close. It's a great metaphor. Restaurants are a great metaphor for life and for everything.
The Night Kitchen, they're cooking up a crazy scene. The Night Kitchen, the Franks are hooking up with beans. Chicken legs go dancing, ham and cheese romancing, walnuts cracking lousy jokes, Dr. Pepper's nursing coke.
Many people my age will remember Slim Goodbody on morning television. Is this continuation of a theme at all? Or?
You know, I think it is. It wasn't certainly a conscious choice, but it is sort of interesting. It still deals with food. Slim dealt with nutrition. I'm dealing with restaurants. There's a whole story about a chef coming to terms with this culture of celebrity, which is enormously important in the food industry, and how you can not accept yourself because you're not famous enough. And that is an issue, you know, that Slim always dealt with sort of self-concept, and you're wonderful as who you are. So themes play through, but, it's entirely for adults, this one.
You're like a star that shines above me, and I'm so far below. I wonder, could you ever love me? What would make love grow?
If we were to sell out every show here of the 12 shows we're doing, you know, we'd see 2,000 people. If we sold out those shows, we would raise $50,000 for Preble Street, which would feed thousands of people. And so that, the combination of being able to do something for the audience and do something for a wider group of needy people is a no-brainer. And I'm at the point in my life where, you know, I want to maximize what I do.
Could you take this simple man and trust
The Night Kitchen runs through June 17th at Portland Stage. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.
You can be my garden, I will be your rose. To shelter from the summer storms and from winter snows. I'll never have to be afraid when the harsh wind blows. You can be my garden and I.